Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for all those joining us for Holy Mass this day, those listening through the radio or watching on Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Mark Malezova. It's a great joy to celebrate this Holy Mass from here, the Chapel of the Nativity, located in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. And today the Church celebrates the memorial of the Most Holy Name of Mary. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, by the Lord God Most High, above all women on the earth, for he has so exalted your name that your praise shall be undying on our lips. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that for all who celebrate the glorious name of the Blessed Virgin Mary, she may obtain your merciful favor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, in giving this instruction, I do not praise the fact that your meetings are doing more harm than good. First of all, I hear that when you meet as a church, there are divisions among you. And to a degree, I believe it. There have to be factions among you, in order that also those who are approved among you may become known. When you meet in one place, then, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own supper, and one goes hungry, while another gets drunk. Do you not have houses in which you can eat and drink? Or do you show contempt for the church of God and make those who have nothing feel ashamed? What can I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this matter, I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. The word of the Lord. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, "Behold, I come." Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me, to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. May all who seek you exult and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation say ever, the Lord be glorified. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built a synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I do not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's obviously beautiful news when you find out a couple are expecting a child, when they're about to have a baby. There's all that beautiful life that comes not only with that life, but just those around to hear that wonderful news. And oftentimes when somebody tells me that they're having a child, I'll usually offer, "Hey, if you want, I'll name your child for you." Now, most people don't take me up on that because they just assume I'm just going to name it Mark, which is a beautiful name, but there are gals out there too, right? What I really would think would be cool, my last name is Melezo. It's a very bohemian last name. And I'm trying to get one of my two brothers, if they have a son, to name it Wenceslas Melezova, because that's like the most bohemian name you can have. He was the patron saint of Bohemia, but as of now, they have not taken me up on that. But I bring this up today because, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, we celebrate the most holy name of Mary. And as I was looking over and praying with the gospel for today, see the faith of this centurion and what he said. Obviously, this is well known because this is a part of the Mass. As you may know, much of the Mass is scriptural. We take it right from the Word of God himself. But as we heard here, he said to, by way of messenger, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I'm not worthy to have you enter under my roof." And in this understanding of who Jesus was, that I'm not worthy to have this done, I have to imagine when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, she maybe felt a similar sentiment, that I'm not worthy to have this. But despite all that, God still said, "Nope, I still chose you." And in this particular gospel passage, that even if he doesn't feel worthy to have Jesus come, he said, "Yep, okay, but I'll still do what you ask of me to do." And as we heard, the slave was healed. I think the reason we venerate the holy name of Mary so much is not just because of the name itself, but obviously for the person that bore that name. And why? Because she did God's will perfectly. Despite of what she felt worthy or not, when God asked her to do all these things, time and time and time again, she said, "Yes. Yes, Lord, I will do this. Fiat, let it be done to me according to thy word." She said that at the Annunciation, but I have to imagine throughout her life she continued to say that. Maybe not explicitly, but in following the Lord's will, that's what she did. And that's why we remember her so fondly. That's why we ask for her intercession. That's why we love her, because she gives us such a beautiful example of what it is to know the Lord and to follow in his way and to follow his will perfectly. And so my hope is, of course, as we keep the holy name of Jesus, that's another celebration we have on our church's calendar. It is right and just that we celebrate the holy name of Mary. And as we turn to her as our mother, as we ask for her for prayers, for intercession, every time we say, usually accompany that with that Hail Mary, we really make that a prayer from the heart. Hail Mary, the one that followed the Lord's will, the Lord that loved him so much, did everything that he asked of us. And that with that model, with that example, we do the same. Regardless of whatever the Lord's asking us to do in our own state in life, because we can do it with the grace that he provides, in particular through the sacraments, but with the intercession of Mary, our mother, who loves us and who we hail and who we remember and venerate today. And so in this offering of Holy Mass, we present to our Heavenly Father our prayers and our needs. For our Holy Father, all bishops and priests, especially for the intentions of Bishop David Ricken of the Diocese of Green Bay on his priestly anniversary today, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in vocations to the priesthood, that Holy Mary will help many men to answer the call to be priests, we pray to the Lord. For all nations and government leaders, that Our Lady will obtain peace for the world and an end to terrorism and persecution, we pray to the Lord. For strong marriages and family life, that Our Blessed Mother will take spouses and children under her mantle and protect them from attacks against the family, we pray to the Lord. For those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Molly Kurt, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day, as we honor and venerate the holy name of Mary, your servant who followed your will perfectly. We ask that you hear these our prayers and grant them. If they be in accord with your most holy will, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer you. Through the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the intercession of Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, commend our offerings, we pray, O Lord, and may it make us acceptable to your majesty as we revere and venerate her name. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds in the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as you echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, even to earth's ends, you have done great things, and extended your abundant mercy from age to age. When you looked on the lowliness of your handmaid, you gave us through her the author of our salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. John Vianney, St. Francis Xavier, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. All generations will call me blessed, for God has looked on his lowly handmaid. For all those watching or listening to this Holy Mass, at this point we'll make the act of spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Let us pray. May we obtain the grace of your blessing, O Lord, through the intercession of Mary, the Mother of God, that from her, whose holy name we venerate, we may obtain help in our every need. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I'll be able to join again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please tune in to Cale Clark for the Faith The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to
God. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we continue to pray for health and safety within our country and within our world, in particular through the intercession of Our Lady under the title Our Lady of Good Health. And so we pray. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now, at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Dave Duran.
None of anything we go through makes any sense without God. A human being is made to live with God in eternity, and that is why we will always be dissatisfied, even when we have gratification.
St. Augustine said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, O Lord."
Let's just analyze this. I took like 4 minutes to say what St. Augustine says in like 15 seconds.
Morning Air with John Morales, 6 Central on Relevant Radio.
A little less than a year ago, I was listening to you on the radio.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I was Protestant Lutheran, and you were one of the people that helped me on my journey to becoming Catholic. Last week, I did my first confession. My teacher said when I came out, he said I was glowing, so I don't know what happened there, but it was great.
I believe it.
I wanted to say thank you for helping me along the journey.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I guess I'll make my way to confession then.
Amen, brother. That's where it's at, man.
8 a.m. Central
on Relevant Radio.